Good morning, Aurelien. Today is Wednesday, 1st of March, and right now it's partly cloudy and 24 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear, and temperature ranging from low of 25 to high of 31 degrees Celsius, and heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from southeast at 10 to 25 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect some clouds and fog overnight. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 51%. Orville Bakery was way too small for all of our and our guests' needs and finally made the day to open the doors of a newly built extension. Let us hear what they've told to Joren, one of our volunteers.
So I'm here today with Juro Malai at the new Orville Bakery. Since when is it open?
Just this Monday. The Monday, 26th, I think. 26th, yeah. 25th, on Sunday, we made a puja. So then on the 26th morning, Monday morning, we started serving from there. And actually, we wanted to open for Orville's birthday, but we had no time for shifting. So that's why we made a puja on Sunday. And so like that, Sunday, full day, we can shift. And Monday, like that, it's open.
Great. Yeah. Are you happy with the new building?
Oh yeah, very happy. It's a very hard work. I spent a lot of time constructing that, and yeah, I'm very happy when people say something new. So yeah, I'm very happy about it.
And do you see that there are more people coming with the new building?
New building means where?
Well, with the new Orville Bakery building.
Yeah.
Do you see that there are more customers?
Right now it's not that much, because people have to get used to it, because they come to the old entrance and they may sometimes think it's closed and they go, but sure, yeah, we have people coming. Yeah.
And for how long has the old building been there?
I think they started in 1991 or 92, I'm not so sure about.
Yeah. Well, it's a great improvement. And by whom was it built? Is there a special architect?
The designer was Anand from Shakti, who designed the building and the landscape here. And the constructor is the masons from the local village. And the carpenter is also from here. So,
yeah. Great. Yeah. Well, I hope this building lasts for a long time.
Yeah, I'm sure. I hope too.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And Andrea was talking with Emmanuel on his special editions of The Source of Life.
Okay, good morning. We are in the studio with Lele. This morning is 29th of February. And you have some piece of paper in your hand.
Yes, it's the new Source of Life, the issue number 4 of this free handover magazine, comic magazine. I made 100 copies only, and they will be distributed here and there in Auroville. The topic is the virtuous Sadaka, also after the aftermath of the cyclone. It will be available also on the Auroville radio.
Download.
To download and intranet.
It's available in Evinet, in Auronet.
In Auronet, and is still in English language. Il sale della vita. Enjoy.
And what can you describe a little bit about the content on this issue? It's okay, the cyclone and
the content is I noticed a lot of pointing towards after the cyclone. There was a lot of articles of people and ideas circulating in the air that we had a lower consciousness, and that's why the cyclone came in, referring also to 20 years ago with the mother's experiences. So there were happenings that people were taking here and there articles, switching them their point of view towards a natural happening that we don't know what is behind, but everybody was pointing to the others. So it is their fault because the cyclone was there, because it's their low consciousness and blah, 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 blah. So it came in and it showed to me my virtuous part that is still alive in myself, that is pointing to the others. The others, they have to change. it's almost always the same topic. It's the fault of the others and lower consciousness and higher consciousness, and never pointing to yourself. No, so in this this small 4 or 5 pages, there is my timeless child that is finding a pointer on the ground, and then myself that find it because he had lost it before the cyclone, and with this he can go around and pointing and write articles and posting articles against the state of consciousness of others, low consciousness. And so it's mainly for my own enjoyment. I laugh alone with these critics and ironic part, and then I spend some 100 rupees and I distribute here and there. I find myself a little bit silly and sometimes stupid, but I'm carrying on, and I even enjoy. And this morning I'm here unexpectedly and distributing it here and there.
And reading it. Ready to read it.
Yeah. Ciao. Thank you.
L'Avenir d'Auroville informs us that the paving works on the Crown Road will resume after the village land, where the present paving stops behind Arca and Grace Junction, and continue up to Kalabumi. Some clearing works has been started, especially in front of Kalabumi, where the first stretch of new paving will be done. Here, the generous clearing provides additional and sufficient parking space for future performances in Kalabumi. A design for this parking space and landscaping is in preparation and will be implemented during and after the road paving. Details of these works, such as how to treat the bypass at the private land before arriving in Kalabumi, and detours at the ongoing roadworks, will emerge while this clearing and paving works are going on. At Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, Antonia Duende will open on 3rd of March at 5 p.m. the exhibition Glagolitic Traces, and it will be open until 11th of March, and every day from 2 to 3 and from 6 to 7 p.m. artist itself would be present in an exhibition. We can see the exhibition every day, otherwise between 9 and noon and between 2 to 7 p.m. except on Sunday. Nicolai, Marina and Aurelio will contribute musical offering for the opening. At Saucho on 5th of March at 4:30 p.m., Evan Hastings invites us to a Shadow Liberation Workshop, and at Bart Nivas Auditorium in Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone on 5th of March at 7:30 p.m., we can listen to Bulgarian cross-culture concert with Nikolai Ivano on tambura, keyboards, flute, voice and loops, and Marina Velikova on bassoon and voice. This concert was organized by Kalai, Bart Nivas, and supported by East-West Indological Foundation, Bulgaria. At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium on 6th of March at 7:30 p.m., we are all invited to Interactive Theatre Shadow Liberation by Evan Hastings of New York. This participatory theatre piece portrays a series of unresolved conflicts and leaves it up to the audience to come on stage, enroll, and change the outcome. Students from Srishti School of Art, Design and Technology, under the direction of Evan Hastings, will perform this dynamic interactive theatre experience. Evan Hastings is a participatory theater artist and drama therapist from United States who directs and produces original performance pieces that grapple with pressing issues while innovative aesthetic invite audience engagement. At Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone on 8th of March at 5 p.m., we are invited to an International Women's Day celebration with title Connecting Girls, Inspiring Future, Empower Rural Women, and Hungry in Poverty. Around the world, women are rising up and joining hands to lay the foundation for peace and human unity. We recognize each other's humanity through our shared responsibility for the next generation. In this event, we will be honoring women through music, circle dance, laughter, and stories. Upasana will celebrate Holi Festival of Color on 8th of March at 3 p.m. at Upasana, and we are all welcome to join them for a little harmless color on our faces, laughter and sweets together, welcoming summer and new year in North India. On 9th of March at 8 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture and International Zone, Biljana, inspired by the ancient Bulgarian and Indian alphabet, will share with us dance performance, Dialogue with the Sacred. And on 10th of March at 8 p.m. in Visitor Center, Anna will share with us Pop and Rock, Love Again with Pierre, Edo, Saga and Saravanam. Within Sunday Walk, Farms and Forests, this Sunday, 4th of March at 8:30 a.m., we can discover Discipline Farm with Jeff. And biodynamic compost creation happens every Friday from 9 a.m. to noon in Vindara Farm. On Friday, 9th of March at 7:45 p.m. at Bharat Nivas Auditorium, Pavilion of Indian Culture International Zone, we will see a special short films programs by Asian women directors, which is presented by our film in collaboration with India Chapter International Association of Women in Radio and Television and Department of Mass Communications, Pondicherry University. The selection is of 5 short films, and director Shirin and Soliman and Kiki Fabrianti will be there for the screening and for the questions and answers session with the audience after the screening. All my power is with you to help you. Open yourself with a calm confidence, have faith in the divine grace, and you will overcome all your difficulties, wrote the mother in the letters to a young sadhak. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on rlradio.org.